Today's sponsor is Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Dolce for a free audiobook download.
You don't stop!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mike Dolce Show, episode 63. And we're at it again, grinding away. We are inundated with your questions. I do my best to answer all your questions. And you just keep coming. They keep coming. And we keep answering. So whether you check out my Twitter feed, at The Dolce Diet, you know every Sunday I do my free Q&A, and I answer your questions personally. Sometimes I even DM back and forth with you guys. Some of you know that already. I do my best to answer. And here on The Mike Dolce Show, we spend a good portion of our time answering your questions. Free advice. It's like coming into my office, sitting down, and picking my brain, doing a half hour or an hour consult with me, where we just troubleshoot your day, troubleshoot your issues, your problems. And it isn't simply in your kitchen or in the gym. There's other outside factors of your life that we're able to troubleshoot. We have the experience with that. We're able to troubleshoot those, correct those areas, find strategies and action steps, plans to get you where you need to go to achieve your goals. And that's what this is about. And with that, my goal, Brandy Dolce.
I'm your goal?
You were my goal. My goal achieved.
No, good. James Chappelle wants to know, can I have a job, please?
I like the initiative. I like the fact that you stepped forward. That's actually how our brand manager, Nick Papaliu, got with our company. He was aggressive in contacting me and sharing his resume, his skill set, his thoughts, what he thought was appropriate and what could benefit our brand, and how he was prepared and equipped to do so. I appreciated his people skills, his confidence in his abilities, and his willingness to help and to want to be a part of something bigger. He said all the right things. He wasn't salary motivated or headline motivated, title motivated. He was motivated in helping people and applying his skills that he spent a lifetime crafting and acquiring. We have jobs open. We have jobs available, and we're hiring constantly over here in all different departments. So if you have a resume or an interest or an idea or something that we might not even be thinking of and you want to share it with us, well, we're here. Hit us up on our contact page at thedolcediet.com, and that will go directly to either, you know, Brandy's office or my office or one of our trusted staff. Everything's confidential. We don't disclose any information. If you give us a great idea, we're not going to take it from you. You know, we're good people over here, and we're trying to do the same thing. So, yeah, I appreciate the request, and let's see what you follow it up with.
Dwayne Mallon, he had his great results, and he had sent us photos, and they were just fabulous. He says, cannot believe I got a mention on your latest podcast. Awesome. Hopefully you got a chance to check out my progress pictures. We did.
Thanks.
Bam. You. One more question.
Thanks.
Oh, my strength and conditioning coach says because I was close on 270 to 280 pounds a few years ago, that my insulin sensitivity is going to be pretty terrible. Therefore, I need to go zero carb or as close as possible. This creates a problem with trying to follow your principles, like with your breakfast bowl. Thoughts on this, please?
Yes. Now, not being there, boots on the ground, to truly understand your situation, I'm going to speak in generalities. First, I'm assuming you are under a doctor's care, which you must be before doing anything your coach says or anything that I suggest or recommend. That's very important. And number two, I would disagree with that. You know, I'm looking at your photos right now. You did a great job. I mean, just tremendous, tremendous progress. And keep that up. Continue doing what you're doing. So if you were following the Dolce Diet principles, which do include carbohydrates, and you made such dramatic results, well, why would you change that? You feel great. Your energy's great. Everything that you said to us is absolutely amazing. Why would you change it? And this is the problem that a lot of other coaches and students and just individuals run into, is they get scared of carbohydrate intake. They're so scared of taking in carbs. And I've spoken with other intelligent, well-respected and resourced individuals in my industry about the carbohydrate intake. And they say, well, Dolce, how can you eat so many carbohydrates? Or you shouldn't eat so many carbohydrates. That's not good. You can't get lean if you eat so many carbohydrates. You'll have digestive problems and not be able to perform if you eat those type of carbohydrates or any carbohydrates. You're not going to be able to cut the weight that your guys and girls are, you know, cutting if you eat carbohydrates. And I laugh and I say, well, respectfully, you're wrong. And they say, well, how can we be wrong? Because I read it in this newspaper and I read it in this journal and I read it in this study. And looking at the science, looking at the words on the paper, that should not be possible. And of course, there's other words on other papers in other places that say the opposite. But what I point to is, well, look at me and look at my athletes and look at what we've done. And yes, these guys and girls, we all eat certain carbohydrates at certain times on certain days. And we do that continuously because we know that's essential. It's essential to life. It's essential to function, to performance, to health. It's just essential in so many different ways. So why would we exclude the most vital fuel source of all human operation? Everything that your body runs on, specifically your brain and your muscles, they run on sugar, on carbohydrate, on the fuel derived from carbohydrate. That's what they run on. Why would we pull that? And so that's the question that I ask, and it just doesn't make sense. Now, certainly we don't overindulge in carbohydrates. We don't eat processed carbohydrates. We only eat the finest quality of carbohydrates and just the proper quantity to sustain us and to fuel us, to nourish us. Not to be a glutton and an emotional eater. We're not eating, you know, white frosted cake and calling that a carbohydrate. We're not eating a bag of pretzels and calling that a carbohydrate. Or a bagel. Or even a bowl of pasta, of Mo's pasta. We're not calling that a carbohydrate. We're calling quinoa a carbohydrate. We're calling sweet potatoes a carbohydrate. We are calling oat bran or steel-cut oats a carbohydrate. Those are carbohydrates that we enjoy. And many more. There's barley that we had the other day. I mean, we take our time to find new, great, delicious sources, and we cite those, all of those in our material. We have recipes everywhere. Just follow our recipes. Gluten-free is fine. No problem. You can do that. So getting back to the statement from your coach or your trainer, I would disagree. Are you diagnosed with a blood sugar issue? I mean, that's... You don't talk to a trainer or even myself about that. You talk to a doctor about that. If your doctor says, no, you're fine, well, you're fine. You know, the hypothetical, you know, blood sugar and insulin sensitivities, I understand that. But a lot of coaches, not yours specifically, but, you know, in general, a lot of coaches seem to stand behind that, those statements, and not the practical experience of testing these hypotheses, testing these theories. And that's what I do. That's what I do every Saturday night, every Friday on the scale in the UFC. Almost every Friday I have an athlete stepping on the scale in the UFC. I mean, that's it's like, you know, 38 or so events or weigh-ins out of 52 weeks. And many of those are main events. Many of those are major title fights because you know the athletes I work with. So we're constantly evolving and pushing, and there's no room for error. If carbohydrates didn't work, you think these multi-million dollar athletes would be eating something that is subpar or doesn't work? And this is what I point to. So when I answer questions like these, yeah, I read the research. I read all that bullshit, and I've tried it. I've lived the low carb, the no carb, the varied carb, the carb cycle. I've lived all those lifestyles. I do everything before I even talk about it. And what we do with the athletes is just evolving. Every day of the way of fight week, Johnny Hendrick ate the breakfast bowl. So for all you know, people that are scared of oats, well, he ate oats every morning going all the way through. And yes, he did cut over 40 pounds going into that weigh-ins. And yes, he did have energy for all 25 minutes. George St. Pierre is the most conditioned athlete in the world, and Johnny Hendricks was in better condition than George. And Johnny could have been in even better condition. I don't like those huge weight cuts. I would prefer for Johnny to stay under 25 pounds, closer to 20 pounds over his weight class. In the low 90s, that would be beautiful. I don't like him getting up over, you know, 205 pounds. Yes.
You were 280 pounds.
I was 280 pounds. So this is, yeah, that's
so
going to the question.
Are you sensitive?
I'm not. I'm sensible. I'm blood sugar sensible. I think that's a new statement we just coined here on the Mike Dolce Show. We eat Earth Grow nutrients. We eat real foods. So this is what I say. The Dolce diet principles, they wipe away everything else. Everything else that everybody else says, they wipe it away. They make it irrelevant. So you can go to your intermittent fasting style, or you can go to your paleo, or you can go to your 80-20. You can go to your macronutrient. You can go to your all your other ways of trying to find the right diet. And you follow the Dolce diet principles, you don't need to worry about all that other bullshit, which is, in my mind, a waste of time. Because number one, the number one principle is you eat earth-grown nutrients. You eat real food. If you only do that, if you only follow number one, you don't have to worry about anything else, because you're going to be pretty goddamn good. If you're only eating earth-grown nutrients as close to their raw and natural and local state as possible, you will be fine. So we stick to that. We develop out. And I lost 110 pounds. So I went from 280 down to 170. And now I'm very comfortably at 195, around 8% body fat right now, below 10% for sure. I don't have any issues. And that's not to say that, I represent everybody, but I've done it personally. I know how it feels. And I work with thousands of students around the world and hundreds of professional, elite, world-class, world champion athletes. So I have the experience here. I'm not just saying, yeah, carbohydrates work because I like to hear myself talk, though I do.
You do.
I do. But I'm not going to talk about bullshit. I'm going to talk about things I'm passionate about, I know about, and things that I see that work. And I'm telling you guys, listeners of the Mike Dolce Show, people that follow the Dolce diet, we have the secret. Everybody else that follows all those other programs, they might do okay for a little while, but they don't continuously do okay.
The secret is there's no secret.
The secret is there's no secret, guys. It's common sense. It's earth-grown nutrients. That's real food. Eaten at even intervals, we say every 2 to 4 hours. We eat until we're satisfied, not until we're full. Well, shit, that makes sense too. So I get to eat a lot of real food often, never eating too much, always eating just enough. Well, that makes sense.
Donald Sheldon wants to say, first, I would like to say, I'm a huge fan of yours, and I'm down 30 pounds due to the Dolce diet. I like drinking a lot of water, but sometimes I want a different taste than just water. Any ideas? And are those water mixes you can buy at the store okay?
No, those water mixes are terrible, just as a rule. Now, there might be one good one out there. I haven't seen it. Here's what you do, and this is what we did on Thanksgiving. We have from Marshall's or Ross, one of the discount stores, I think Marshall's, we got a 2-gallon glass serving container jug.
It's like carafe. It looks like a giant mason jar, and it has a like a spigot.
Yeah, a little spout on the end. You put it on your countertop. So I boiled, approximately 8 liters, which is about 2 gallons of water in a big sauce pot, brought it to a boil. I put in, I forget how many tea bags, like a dozen or so green tea bags, took that mixture, chopped up strawberries, chopped up about a pound of strawberries, fresh strawberries, delicious, chopped them up, threw them in the hot mixture, covered it, put it in our freezer, brought it down to a cold temperature, it took like an hour or so, and then poured it into the monstrous mason jar on our counter. Now we had strawberry green tea. Iced strawberry green tea we served for Thanksgiving, because we don't have soda in the house. We don't have juice in the house. We have drinks in the house. We don't have things like that.
And we didn't make concessions for anybody who was coming and might have expected soda or garbage food or anything either. So that was interesting. But that drink that you made was gone. It's gone.
Gone. People destroyed it, which was awesome. They couldn't believe how delicious it was. And it's pretty. For those of you that have a nice kitchen and you like to, host and things, it's very pretty. I recommend it. We got that thing. You can get them for $9, $10, $12 at the Marshall stores like that. And it's great. And their glass, it's very healthy. You can put any sort of material in there. Sometimes we'll put just, water, ice cold water in there. And then we'll have the Berkey, which is room temperature water that flows out. And then we'll have ice cold water in the summertime in that one. Sliced cucumber we put in there, which is delicious. You can just peel an orange and throw that in there. Or a lemon or a lime. I mean, something like that is so simple. So for all you, I have to drink soda and I just need flavor and I hate water, all you crybabies out there, well, here's a little way that you can make it happen with just a little bit of effort. Just a little bit of effort. You can make it happen and all of a sudden not die of diabetes. Diabetes.
Oh,
you don't get the diabetes.
Leah Robert Carba says, what's your favorite hearty soup ideas? It's cold up here in Alberta.
Brandy. Brandy is the queen. She, I don't know what she does, and this is outside of my scope and range. She is the soup queen.
Well, I just put together basically whatever we have in the house. We always have a lot of barley that we keep, and any kind of chicken. Barley, chicken. I do it in a chicken.
And carrots.
Yeah, carrots, celery,
onion. And you'll chop in like those big, crunchy, chunky bites.
Yep.
So it's just, it's like a stew. It's a soup. It's.
Yeah, so you can use like the barley and some, free range organic chicken broth as your base, you know, to be quick about it.
And what's the one that we've been using? Pacific?
There's Imagine and there's also Pacific Foods.
Most supermarkets, not just Whole Foods, not just specialty shops, carry this stuff now, guys.
Yeah.
Look for the hippie section, the natural section. It's great.
Yeah. So basically, that's just your base. So if you just saute up all your vegetables, add it to the broth with the barley and some chicken.
Yeah.
Or turkey, leftover turkey. Now's the time to throw in your leftover turkey bits. And just let that sit on your stove for a couple hours until it thickens. Just keep testing it. Add some nice Himalayan sea salt to it, some cracked black pepper.
Ooh.
You are good to go. That's like the heartiest soup. Mike and I nosh on that all the time.
Love it. And it feeds an army. It's there for 2 or 3 days. So those of you on the go, it packs well. If you have a container, an airtight container, thermos even, you can dump that in there. You're good to go.
Even those to-go coffee cups we stock up on from like Costco or BJ's or whatever, you could throw the soup in there and take it with you.
And that's what we do when I go to the airport, which is a couple times a week. We'll fill the soup or the breakfast bowl. We'll put them in one of those to-go coffee cups, and I'll just eat it as I go with a plastic spoon, knowing that I can eventually just throw it in the garbage can and keep it moving.
Exactly.
Prepared. I'm excited for the backpack video and blog. I'm going to hype this up. I'm going to slowly hype it up and just let you guys know it's coming. There's so much to it. I didn't realize how much was to it, to packing. Now I'm getting ready to go to Australia. I fly to Australia on Tuesday. So I'm going to go through the packing. We're not going to film this one yet, but I'm going to perfect the process so we're ready to produce it. That's a lot of peas in one statement.
Melanie Ash says, macro recommendations for female trying to add muscle without too much body fat. I know you say don't count them. But with specific goals, I think you agree it's necessary. I get concerned about too much fat, even though all my fat sources are predominantly good, like no trans fat or processed food. Thanks for the shout out the other day. Love the show.
What's her name?
Melanie Ash.
Hey, Melanie. Oh, I'm sorry, Melanie. How are you? First is the earth grown nutrients. It's the real food. I don't want to talk about macros until we know that you're eating real food consistently every 2 to 4 hours. You're eating till satisfied, not till full. You're having your carbohydrates primarily first thing in the morning and post-workout. If you're trying to lean out, is that what she's trying to do? Gain muscle?
She's trying to add muscle without too much body fat.
Okay, add muscle without too much body fat. So I'd really want to pay attention to your carbohydrates so we don't add body fat as we're adding weight, as is very easy to do. And I want to talk about your training stimuli. What are you doing to activate, to initiate this muscle growth? That's the question, because you can gain muscle on the same caloric intake, the same macronutrient ratio as losing weight or losing body fat. You can gain muscle depending on the stimuli. So what are you doing? Are you doing core lifts? Are you deadlifting? Are you rowing? Are you squatting? Are you doing, you know, heavy incline presses or push-ups? I'm not a fan of the bench press. Especially for women, there should be some sort of incline, no lower than a 30-degree incline, unless it's a, you know, a push-up position, a plank position. I'd want to hear that stuff. As far as macronutrients, you know, roughly a gram of protein per pound of lean mass is generally suggested. I prefer a little bit less, 0.8 grams of protein per pound of lean mass. I've found my athletes tend to function extremely well on that. Sometimes some athletes go as high as 1.2 grams per pound of lean mass, and that's a very small window. But I've seen dramatic improvement between that 0.8 and 1.2. And that's as tight and detailed and dialed in as we do get. We're very data-driven. So when it comes to macros, again, if you focus on that gram of protein per pound of lean mass, you're cycling your carbohydrates. Your carbohydrates aren't any more than your protein. And then you let your fat fall where it will. It sounds like you're already eating, you know, good sources of fat. And if you're only eating earth-grown nutrients with additional fat sources, you're ready to roll.
Michael Angelo Smith says 175 to 145. Is it possible in 3 weeks?
Nick Lentz does it. Nick Lentz is doing it right now. He's what is he now? He was 170, yeah, 175 last week. He's 168 this week. He fights in two more weeks. So, I mean, yeah, that's what we do. That's just how it is. So, is it recommended? No, I don't recommend it. Certainly, he's a highly trained professional.
He's a trially trained. That's new.
Professional.
Hey, let's see here. Oh, Red Fox says, what are your thoughts on, with two X's, Red Fox says, what are your thoughts on going without carbs to lose body fat quickly for about 4 weeks? Thank you for your time. Love your books.
I wouldn't go without carbs. I would pay attention to carbs. I would carb cycle is a term to use. And by carb cycling, we're just eating more or less carbs at certain points in the day and also certain days of the week. That's one way to consider a carb cycle. So here's an easy way to maintain body fat gain. Have your carbohydrates, just like I told Melanie Ash in the last question, have your carbohydrate, your primary dump first thing in the morning when you're glycogen depleted, you have been sleeping, your body is using sugar in essence, you're burning that sugar while you sleep, you have nothing coming into your system, you can afford to get a carbohydrate bump. This is where we recommend the breakfast bowl. Then if you train, that's the next time to have your higher carbohydrate bump. Other than that, it should be very small portions, even portions. If you're not expending it, if you don't need it, then you shouldn't be consuming it. So you have, you know, maybe the two higher portions first thing in the morning and then post-workout, and then two smaller little bumps at your meal, at your lunch and your dinner, let's say. Your snacks should be, you know, pretty much, you know, fats and simple sugar, something that's not going to stick to you. And you're good to go. And then given days of the week, maybe, you know, you look at three-day cycles and you go from 100% carb intake, 80% and 60%, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you switch back it again. Does that make sense to you guys?
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Terry Lynn Polniak says, why does the water need to be room temperature first thing in the morning, and can I drink it ice cold?
It's easier to digest the room temperature water. Your body doesn't have to convert it back down to body temperature, which happens to cold water. Now, cold water is certainly nice and refreshing, but it tends to constrict your digestive system because you think about the cold. The colder, the more constriction, the slower the digestion of it will be. Room temperature is just very naturally absorbed, and that's all it is. I prefer room temperature almost, you know, constantly. I don't like cold water anymore, and I can feel a hindrance in my digestive process, and that's the goal. Focus on your digestion, everybody. I mean, if you focus on how your body digests food, what your digestive state is, that's a great indicator of health right there. If you always feel like you got a box of rocks in your stomach, you always got to, you know, find a bathroom and relieve yourself, or you always, you know, belchy, or have, you know, heartburn, you know, you never quite feel good, you know, in your stomach. Well, that's because you're not healthy. If your digestion feels good, then usually you're pretty healthy.
Karina Orozco says, what are your feelings on mixing P90X with the Dolce diet? I've never followed through to complete it, but I want to before I start UFC Fit. I feel like I have to finish this one before I start a new chapter. Thanks.
Yeah, the Dolce diet works with anything and everything. P90X is good. As I've said, P90X is the blue belt version of a home fitness product, and that's a great thing. So you have to be, you know, a blue belt in order to become a purple, a brown, and a black. My goal is to make all you guys black belts and teach you like a black belt would. So when you walk into the room, into the dojo, onto the mat, you know that you're in good hands. It's much better to learn from a black belt than from a blue belt. Although the blue belt has, useful information to learn. And that's what I believe P90X is. So that's excellent. If you're on there, you're rolling through and you're following the Dolce diet principles, which are very similar to those I outline in the UFC Fit program. But most certainly you can jump in the UFC Fit right now and not feel bad about leaving P90X, because UFC Fit is more challenging. UFC Fit is a better, more complete, more complex workout that will build every part of your body. And I don't believe P90X does that. P90X gets you moving, and it focuses on some muscles. UFC Fit focuses on movements. It's a full body training program.
Well, as a woman too, when I did a couple of P90X videos, I did it for a little bit actually, and it's not as engaging as UFC Fit is. I can say that from experience. Like, you tend to, you pull people in. You feel like, you know, the cast is working out with you. You're very engaging. You know what's going on because you're doing it at the same time. You feel what we feel, and that's really, really important. My mom does UFC Fit, and she's always like, yeah, Mike, just when he says you can do anything for 10 seconds, she's like, that's right, I can do it, you know. And I didn't personally feel that way from P90X, but you know, like you said, I guess it's good.
Yeah, and that's it. So if that's what you're doing right if that's what you're doing right now, excellent, continue doing that. But if you have any desire to jump in the UFC Fit, then jump right in. Or as soon as you're done P90X, jump right into UFC Fit, because you'll be warmed up and ready to get down to the work. And certainly follow the Dolce diet. If you're following that, like I say, if you're following the diet, if you're eating properly, exercise becomes the 20%. 80% is the diet for sure. Exercise is just it's the icing on top.
Edward Ermine says, I have 2 months to get to 155 and I'm 170 right now. LOL. What does that mean?
I don't know. What does that mean? Is that
Edward, is that a question?
Is there a question in there?
I don't know, but that's doable. If that's the question, I just don't know. Fady Malkosh. What's up, Fady? I never know if I'm saying his name right. So, good morning, powerful Dolces. Thanks for everything as always. You guys kick gluteus maximus. That's funny.
That is funny.
Are we able to substitute meals, like sometimes have a lunch item for dinner and vice versa? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That's one of the best things about the Dolce diet. The meals are primarily interchangeable. You can have the breakfast bowl for dinner on certain days if you've earned it and your day works out that way. You can have eggs for dinner. That's no problem. We've had pancakes for pitbull pancakes for dinner before. Awesome. So it's up to you, your day, your lifestyle. That's the beauty of the Dolce diet. Follow the principles. Want earth grown nutrients, real food. If you're doing that, everything else takes care of itself.
Connor Nichols says, hey, Mike and Brandy, what are your thoughts on bone broth soup to help heal my tendonitis? I've heard it's great because of the high levels of collagen, but I want to hear it from the expert himself. Thanks, guys. Bone broth soup.
Bone broth soup.
We were talking about that recently.
We were, actually. That's excellent. And that's basically boiling the bones inside, or boiling the bone and getting all the marrow, getting all the nutrients out of the bones. That's excellent.
But for his tendonitis, that's a doctor's.
I can't see it hurting. Yeah. I mean, it's nutritious, and any form of you know, nutritional support that you can give to a healing body is a good thing. So it'll help you in the healing process. It won't heal you in a single day. There's not even medical science will do that. But a diet of earth-grown nutrients, of real food, of proper rest, but also exertion. Speak with your doctors about exerting. Ask your doctors what you can do. This is what I learned a long time ago. When you are hurt, it is very important to keep training in a manner that keeps you progressing. It keeps your body anabolic. It keeps your body repairing and regenerating. If you simply sit there and wait to heal, your body starts to decay. You atrophy. You go catabolic. Your body is either living or dying. It's thriving or you know, being pulled apart.
Edwin Cadadian. What's up,
Edwin? What's up, man? Star of the College Diet Guide. You've read Edwin's story and seen his amazing freaking photos. Inspirational story.
He says, what's up, Mike? My brother just bought one of those Kangen water purifiers. They raise the pH in your water. They're pricey, but what's your thoughts on these machines?
You know, I have to look more into Kangen. I met a gentleman who I know from a while ago that is a Kangen representative. He wants to talk to me more about it. So I need to learn more. I believe it's a, is it, a multi-level marketing company, which isn't bad in itself, but it always kind of puts up the flag. And you guys know what I'm talking about. The water's balanced or based on pH balance and the alkalinity of your water intake. And there's some science behind that. I haven't seen really compelling research or not research. I haven't seen compelling results when applied in the real world. And that's really what I want to hear, because I read research all the time. You see it all the time. But what actually works in the real world, what's applied, and that's what I want to say. So I'll learn more about it, and I'll get back in touch on it.
Mario Marley says, is beef a better source of protein than chicken? And can't wait for the new show. Boom.
Nice. It's all good. I'm not going to say beef is better or worse than chicken, or even chicken is better or worse than quinoa, or quinoa is better or worse than hemp seeds. I'm not going to say that because I don't know that. What I do know is that it's all good, it's all necessary, it's all essential, and there's enough of it to be eaten in moderation, where you're eating a bunch of different sources, so you're getting everything that you need. And you don't have to eat meat in order to get your protein, like you don't have to only eat plant-based sources to have to be healthy. It's all good.
Cliff Allison says, what was your favorite thing to train when you were fighting, stand up or ground game? Love the show and keep up the good work.
You know, that's a problem with my fighting, is that I really enjoy training the stand up. I grew up grappling, and once grappling was over and I started to train boxing and striking and Muay Thai, I really enjoyed it, and I was pretty good at it. I didn't mind getting punched. I liked to punch, you know, and I could hit pretty hard, and that was the fun part. And I trained that often and almost consistently, and at the expense of the grappling, and I lost the transitions. So I also like the strength and conditioning side, of course.
Of course.
I love the sprinting and the weights, and that really, you know, that side of it consumed me, because I spent 12 hours in the gym anyway, training athletes.
I was going to say, you spent most of your time training other people, so.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I was in the gym training athletes, and then the time I didn't have, I was training striking.
Training yourself.
Guys like Chris Wilson.
That's right. Hey, Tracy Aberdeen says, hi, Mike and Brandy. Going dairy-free, but lots of my favorite Dolce recipes use feta. What do you recommend as a replacement? Thank you.
You know, we do that over here. I haven't used the feta or the blue cheese in quite a while.
Yeah.
It is in quite a bit of our recipes. And it's fine, you know, and it's specifically in the portions that we recommend. We're talking about 2 ounce portions or so a couple times a week, if that.
But Tracy's going dairy-free, there are certain
goat cheese
or vegan cheeses.
And, yeah, certain vegan cheeses, almond cheeses they have.
Yeah.
Those are the ones. Now, I lean a little bit more towards the goat cheese than some of the processed, mm-hmm. Almond cheeses, because you look at the ingredients. And we found a couple that are just very simple.
But mostly we don't eat cheese.
But we don't. We just don't include it in our recipes. And avocado is a great alternative to cheese in many recipes. Because it has the same texture. It has a very similar texture. If you just kind of, open your mind and the of opportunity mm-hmm. to eat something like that, which took me, and this is going back a few years, I really had to, like, change my perspective on avocados to incorporate them as a cheese source or a cheese, type ingredient. And they make the recipes just amazing.
That's true.
And I don't tell a lot of people. I don't tell people what's in it until they've already eaten some of it. And they're like, wow, this is awesome. What's in it? And then you tell them. I'll just say, I'm making fajitas. Oh, whoa, shit. Okay. People are like, wow, that sounds awesome. How's a fajita bad? Then they'll eat it. Like, my God, it's fucking delicious. What's in it? I'll go through what's in. They're like, that's it? Like,
yeah, that's it.
That's it. Where's the sour cream? Like, oh, crazy fucking sour cream. Use that shit.
Eric Arbor says, is it bad to fast in the morning if you lifted weights the day before? Would you recommend a high protein breakfast instead?
I never recommend a high protein breakfast. I recommend carbohydrates and balanced protein. I recommend the balanced breakfast. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of fasting. Fasting maybe, on a Saturday or on a Sunday. Fasting maybe after an earned meal and you want to kind of clean out your digestive system a little bit. But like I've said before, our fasting is often done with the support of whole foods, raw foods, via smoothies and salads and, a handful of berries or, an apple, things like that.
John Sloss Jr. says, is yoga acceptable on rest days, or is that too much stress on the body to be considered rest?
No, it's excellent. I prefer active rest days. I prefer yoga and cycling and swimming and walking and hiking and even, you know, going to the mall, you know, getting out and doing something. But yoga is excellent.
Matthew Remy Poland says, how can a person figure out the lowest possible weight class they can diet to?
If you're fighting, if you're a combat athlete, what is your body weight at approximately 7% body fat? Right there should give you a pretty good indication of how much farther you can go, depending on your body size. If you're a heavyweight, 300 pounds at 7% body fat, well, you can cut a higher percentage or a higher amount of weight than if you weigh 130 pounds and you want to, you know, at 7% body fat, you want to cut down. In that case, if you are 130 at 7% body fat, I'd say 125 is about as low as you should go. If you're 300 pounds at 7% body fat, well, you can probably make that 40-pound cut. You know, you probably have 40 pounds of water, believe it or not, floating on your body. Not that I recommend it, but you can probably do it and not get too beat up over it.
Joanne Tynan Douglas says her 22-year-old son has Crohn's. He's 140 pounds and needs to add weight. The doctor suggested Ensure supplement to help. Foods do not digest well. What do you suggest to add weight?
Yeah, this is stupid Ensure products.
My grandma won't even drink them.
Back when I was a kid, when I was a powerlifter, when I was a meathead, I would drink shit. I drank a 6-pack of Ensure a day. A day, a 6-pack of Ensure a day, and each, I forget how many hundreds of calories each one has. On top of my normal meals, I mean, this is how obsessed I was. And this will be in our strength and muscle building book, stories such as these, that myself and my buddy John Z, powerlifting buddy, who those of you powerlifters out there, strength athletes, remember the days of Anthony Clark. He looked and acted and aspired to be Anthony Clark. And we had these, you know, eating contests in a way that we would drive each other to eat more just based on competition. Well, who could eat more? Who could lift more? Who could do more reps with more weight and eat more burgers right afterwards? You know, what did you eat today? I ate this so far. You know, I ate a pound of pasta and, you know, craziness. So the Ensures, that we went through that Ensure phase. But even back then, it just caused all sorts of digestive distress. I'd never drink one of those things again unless it was I was living in a bunker.
Yeah, Joanne doesn't mention how clean her son's diet is yet either, so we don't know exactly what he's eating. She just said foods do not digest well. Well, what type of foods?
Yeah, we'd have to know a lot more.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, it's awesome that you are under a doctor's care, as you should be.
Her son.
Your son. Seek additional support or advice from a medical professional, one that has a specialty with diets. I would say look for a DO, a doctor of osteopath. Is it osteopathy?
Osteopathy.
And ask them for a holistic approach to your child's issue, you know, outside of the straight medicine and prescription, which may be necessary again. Don't take this as medical advice, but seek alternate opinions, which is very important because there is the right meal plan for your child outside of the chemicals. I strongly suggest you stay away from the chemicals because that can cause even more digestive issues and get down to the simple foods to extract those very same vital nutrients. Why get fake processed nutrients when you can get the exact same ones from healthy natural sources that will digest better? And maybe you have to blend them into a juice or into a smoothie or make them into a stew or that soup that we just talked about before. I can't imagine how that would be bad for anybody. Chicken barley soup.
Yeah, with vegetables in it.
Gluten-free, lean proteins, mm-hmm. High fiber, you know, simple, moderate carbohydrate intake, fresh vegetables in there. You can put broccoli chunks in there even or asparagus.
I'm going to be making that today, aren't I? Yes. He's looking at me right now.
I'm just, yeah.
Sending me the message to make this with leftover turkey.
Ooh. So, yeah. There we go.
Hey, Ethan Barrett, this made me laugh. I know I'm going to...
Uh-oh.
Get my butt kicked for this, but he says, hey, Mike and Brandy, as always, thanks you guys for the time. I'm a huge BJ Penn fan and was wondering if you're doing his strength and conditioning as well as nutrition. Also, what kind of shape is he in now? Sorry for all the BJ questions. That didn't sound right. Oh, well.
Yeah, things are going amazing. I am helping BJ Penn. I'm one of the coaches on his esteemed coaching staff. I'm very honored to be a part of the team. And yes, I am helping him design the perfect lifestyle, not just nutrition plan, but the overall lifestyle and the periodized approach. So that's the training schedule, the training blocks from this point all the way until his fight in July. So we have different phases of training, which is important. Right. Each phase of the training, I'll have a different, you know, role of responsibility. Specifically, when I am hands-on with him out here in Vegas, as he was for the last 6 weeks, working on The Ultimate Fighter together, or when I'm in Hilo, Hawaii, training with him, you know, during the bulk of his 12-week training camp prior to that July fight. I will be doing his strength and conditioning and have been doing his strength and conditioning also. And he's in amazing shape right now. He's been walking around, waking up anywhere between 100 and 162 pounds, which means he can make 145 immediately. Nick Lentz is 168 right now for a reference. Lentz fights at 145, and Lentz is coming down from 175. It's my goal to get BJ up to about 168 pounds or so, to 170 pounds, before we start pulling his weight down in the, you know, towards the end of training camp. And that's going to be straight muscle. So hopefully we lose another 2 to 4 pounds of body fat and we add 6 to 10 pounds of functional muscle. And I think that's realistic. And I'm only looking to gain a pound of muscle a month if you break it down. So if we can gain 1 pound of muscle per month in the fights in July, that gives us, you know, an easy 6 month training period before we have a little bit of taper at the end. And that's being ultra conservative. Like I say, I'm very data oriented over here, very data driven what we do. I have all of my formulas and charts and graphs, so I know exactly, you know, what BJ's body's been doing, how he's been responding, the type of foods he's been eating, what his training effect has been. And it's easy to manipulate results or to just guide results because we work with the body. We don't do anything the body doesn't want us to do. We work with the body and we provide that stimuli. Going back to Melanie Ash's question, it's the training stimuli. You know, that's the wind in the sails. You can point your sail in any direction you want, but is that wind taking you? And that's really the training stimuli. How are you training? That's going to get the adaptation that we're looking for.
So I like this question. Luca Massaro says, who are your inspirations, Mike? Pick one health and fitness, one business, and one personal. Thanks, Luca from London.
Luca from London. That's a great question.
Who are your inspirations? Let's say health and fitness. Let's say go there first.
Health and fitness inspiration. That can go many different ways. Because there's people I look up to from the strict brilliance of their mind and their theory, the scientists behind what I do. But also those that apply it, the practical application, the guys that don't crack the books because they're in the gym, you know, busting balls and pushing weights and, you know, charting performance. But ultimately, my inspiration right now, fitness world, is Kendall Hogan. Kendall Hogan has been a dramatic, has played a dramatic part in my progress as being a coach, you know, of athletes, you know, being that guy behind the athletes and doing what I do athletically, to helping me branch out and become more of a global fitness personality, how to extend my message to a broader group of people other than those in front of me in that room. You know, that's the coach I was. I was a coach inside the gym, inside rooms. And I'd conduct, you know, large seminars and training courses, hundreds of people, no problem. The military, and military bases all the time, running hundreds of people through workouts. But the ability to translate that to camera, to television, to five different cameras on production sets, it's a lot of work. And Kendall Hogan is somebody I grew up watching. I've mentioned him before, watching on ESPN, Health and Fitness World. And he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was talking about. He knew how to train. He had a very firm grip on body mechanics and the training effect. And now that he's a part of, you know, my life, my team, a close family friend of Brandy and I, but also a professional asset. So Kendall Hogan, high up on the list.
And what about business or entrepreneurship?
Business and entrepreneurship, I'm going to say Dana White. I think what Dana White has done is very inspirational for a guy like me because he's just like me. We're just like him. And most of us, Dana is a guy from the street in the sense that he didn't have a life of privilege. He didn't have anything given to him. He didn't have, you know, just the great job in the corner office that he just grew and the company took off. He fought and scraped and built a multi-billion dollar entity company from nothing, from scratch, from an idea, from a risk, from a huge risk.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tremendous entrepreneur. Of course, the Fertitta brothers who were, you know, right there in that mix. But really, you know, I relate to Dana because what he was able to come up through and accomplish, you know, in this field that I also work in, and to see his drive and ethic. You know, as much as I travel, I see Dana traveling, you know, even more. And that's something that compels me to kind of keep pushing and not complain and take advantage of the opportunities. So he's very motivating also.
And what about a personal inspiration?
Personal inspiration. That's a tough one. So I'm inspired personally every day. And I'm trying right now to think of somebody like who would be deep and what would be a deep. But I don't really have any.
You're inspired by the books that you read and they help expand your thoughts, but that's interesting. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah. You know, and that's funny when you said books, I was thinking of the books that I'm in, and that's,
yeah,
you know, the last book that I read was Bruce Springsteen. That was very inspirational. Mm-hmm. Story in his newest book, which is an authorized biography. Now I'm reading, Thomas Jefferson, by John Meacham, mm-hmm. You know, very insightful, very long book. And these stories are very inspirational. So I acquire inspiration from Brandy, you know, from things that she did, just watching her kick ass in Thanksgiving and just put it all together and make a Thanksgiving for my family, because it was all my family that was here.
Well, they're my family too now.
And yeah, and that was inspiring. So to see, you know, her do something like that, to see, you know, my cat, Chop Chop, you know, jump up on the couch and grab Zoe and start to clean her, you know, our pit bull. You know, to see that act of kindness and compassion, you know, that's inspiring. To see you and you guys out there and to get your messages and to hear your transformation stories and even your struggles, you know, that's extremely inspiring to me. So I draw a little bit of inspiration from everybody, from everything, from the good and the bad I try to be inspired by. That's a great question. I appreciate that. So great fights last night. Chris Holdsworth, a friend of ours and athlete from Dwayne Bang Ludwig, he won the Ultimate Fighter title last night, which was amazing. Great job via submission, rear naked choke in the second round. Great job to Chris, a.k.a. Sticks, who's a former teammate and training partner of Johnny Hendricks out there at Team Takedown. So there's some history here. Teammate and training partner of mine at UNLV Boxing over with Chris Ben when we were training there. So good kid. Happy to see that. And that's the MMA news.
Well, I got to hang out with Jessica Ludwig yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so when Dwayne and I were banging out the podcast.
Yeah. They were doing the podcast, which, And then Jess and I were downstairs. We were just drinking coffee and talking. It was just so nice to sit and finally hang out with her because we're Facebook buddies and everything. And I don't know, just to go back and forth with the girls was kind of neat.
Yeah, it's awesome to see you hanging out with the wives and the spouses and the girls and the fiancés of the guys that I'm involved with.
Yeah, it's great for me too, because I think a lot of the times, like, I could talk to people about it, like, you guys go away a lot and you are always involved in different things. And typically for me, I'm here, I work from home, holding down the fort and everything, and you're going away. Well, Jessica Ludwig experiences the same thing. You know, she's a mom of three kids and she's there holding down her fort. So it's just kind of nice to be able to talk back and forth and, you know, gossip too. So that's good.
The gossip. You love the gossip.
Oh, we love the gossip. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, but that's true. Cause you know, us, the guys, we're on the road grinding.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we see. We're in fucking airports and we're on planes and we're stuck in lines and we're sitting in cars for hours and we're hungry and we're thirsty. We got to go right. We got to work out. We got to do interviews. We got to drive here. We got to fly here. When can I check in on my room? I just want to take a shower.
And the ladies are at home grinding.
But that's what we're doing. And we know that you guys are home And we know how hard it is, because we do know how hard it is. We talk about it, how hard it is for you guys to be here holding down the fort, because it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
You know, to take care of the family and the house and the finances and the food and the shit, the sprinklers fucking broken and, you know, all the bullshit that happens.
The websites are crashing.
The websites. God forbid. God forbid.
So delivery's coming. Yeah, just all sorts of crazy stuff. But I think that's what makes you guys great and us equally as great is that we support each other in our endeavors. And, you know, we just keep pushing through no matter what comes. So I had a really good time with her. She's a cool girl.
Yeah, that was a blast having them over here and in town. And I'm glad the weekend worked out for them and Holdsworth. I'm actually looking right now on the Facebook page. Holdsworth actually wore the Dwayne Bang blue belt shirt, which Holdsworth is a blue belt in Bang Muay Thai.
Oh, cool.
And that's the cool thing I talked about yesterday with Dwayne on the show is Bang Muay Thai training system is affiliate program. Well, they actually do have a belt ranking system. And instead of belts, Dwayne gives shirts, Bang Muay Thai shirts.
That's neat.
So you get a, you know, white, black, you know, blue all the way up to you get your black belt, black shirt. And it's pretty cool. And you see a lot of the Alpha Male, a lot of people are wearing that stuff now. And what's also cool is Jessica Ludwig wore the Dolce Nose t-shirt last night to the Ultimate Fighter finale.
I know. She's so cute in it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's awesome and appreciate it. All right. We want to thank Caveman Foods, guys. Remember, cavemanfoods.com/Dolce. Use promo code Dolce and save 10% off anything you buy at Caveman Foods. Now is the time for holiday snack packs.
What?
Holiday snack pack, stocking stuffers. I mean, that's the time. Get your order in now so you get it on time.
I was like, what's a snack pack?
Snack pack. I'm thinking because I'm giving Caveman food bars to a bunch of people this
year. Yes, yes. That's actually a really good idea.
And they wrap easily. Also, Onnit, huge fans of Onnit, sponsor the show. Thank you. Onnit.com/Dolce. Promo code Dolce. Save 5 to 20% on Onnit products. And what are we using? I'm on the Alpha Brain right now. As I'm doing this show right now, I'm taking Alpha Brain. Am I doing better, guys? So I'm charting my results. I'm seeing if the Alpha Brain is working. The two-month test.
You have followed the questions better than usual, so.
Have I?
Yeah.
So interesting. Not changing anything really other than the Alpha Brain and seeing what that does. And check out onnit.com. What else we got? We are excited. Thank you, Audible, as a sponsor of the show. audiblepodcast.com/Dolce. And guys, download a free audiobook. Why not do it? You get a free book. You see if you like it. Audible has the best deals on the market. They have great audiobooks. What I love about Audible books is when you stop listening, you shut it off, you go away for an hour or a day, you come back, it picks up right where you left off.
Oh, that's neat.
If you have it on a different device, on multiple devices, it will pick up on your other device where you left off. So if you have the Audible app, which is free, you have Audible downloaded. It just hooks you up. And somebody who listens to lots of audiobooks like myself, it makes life so easy. There was one I bought. I won't say where it was from because I forget and I don't want to say the wrong place. Every time I went back to it, I had to try and remember where I left off.
Oh, that's crappy.
And it was this Steve Jobs book. It was like so many hours. It was such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, but Audible will keep your place for you.
Go to audiblepodcast.com/Dolce, D-O-L-C-E, for your free audiobook. Check out, I recommend The Richest Man in Babylon. It is the perfect tie-in to your living lean lifestyle, the Dolce Diet lifestyle, because it gets your financial house in order. While you're working on the physical, you get the financial in order, and then you can do anything in life.
Did you know that Audible is attached to your Amazon account? Like, it's mine. Audible is attached to my Amazon account, so I can get my audiobooks through Amazon, and it's Audible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool, so... There's something with that.
So
it makes it really easy to purchase things.
There you go.
Which is also dangerous.
That is the plan. Cool. Great stuff, guys. I will be heading to Australia here in a couple days. I'll be gone for 10 days and then meeting up with Nick Lentz in Sacramento for his number one contendership fight against Chad Mendez at forget that UFC card. Joe Benavidez, I believe, is the main event versus Demetrius Johnson, world title fight. That's exciting. And we're going to try and bang out a couple of these podcasts remotely. I'll be, where's Waldo? That's what we'll call it. Where's
Dolce?
Where's Dolce? And God knows where I'll be. I will be flying. Brandy will be holding down the studio.
That'll be fun for you guys. Hopefully that goes well.
It'll be amazing. All right, guys, remember, don't count calories. Make calories count. Boom.
The Mike Dolce Show.
Because you can't.